Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Hundreds of people lined the street outside Holy Cross Church in Springfield's East Forest Park neighborhood. Many were holding American flags, dozens wearing shirts dedicated to Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan.
East Forest Park is very close, very safe, and to be here to help the family through their grief is something that we're happy to be able to do.
Nancy Keyes grew up on the same street as Sullivan, though by her own admission, she's much older than the 40-year-old who served two tours of duty in Iraq and earned two Purple Hearts. Keyes didn't know Sullivan, but was at least acquainted with the family. Regardless, she says she wanted to pay her respects. That was a sentiment shared by many, including Susan Kelly, who called Sullivan a hero.
And it's the least I could do for what he did for our country, fighting overseas and then only to come home here and to pass away in such a tragic incident.
Sullivan was among five people killed in the July 16th attacks on two military installations in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Witnesses say he ran back into fire after shooting broke out to save fellow Marines. That was when he was shot himself. Bishop Mitchell Rozanski of the Springfield Catholic Diocese referenced that courage when delivering a homily at Sullivan's funeral.
Today, we ask God to welcome this hero to his eternal reward, for he literally gave his life for others.
Rozanski also mentioned the four other victims of the attacks and says all of them ought to be an inspiration.
The greatest tribute we can give to Tommy is to emulate the faith and values that he lived, and thanking God for allowing us to witness the goodness that Tommy has brought to this world, truly a light that no darkness can overcome.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.